Ah, my lady, you have come here to see my victory. See, my pet is almost ready. Deep Dura is gonna be pleased with the sacrifice of the puny surface folk.
I look at him and I walk over very slowly and I'm looking around at what he's doing and I'm like, this work is amazing. Truly amazing. I can't believe I didn't, you know. And then I turn to him and I slap him across the face.
if you wish, your slap can have sneak attack damage because he is absolutely taken by surprise.
That's two of us.
No, we're not going to do it. It's not combat yet, but slap him across the face and... You thought you could just leave me up in that room. Leave me away from all of this. You didn't think I'd want to be a part of it?
But what do you mean? You wish to join me by my side? You wish to become Lady Sunblight? And together, and he tries to put his arm around you, we will destroy the foe of his folk together. Yes!
And I pulled his arm around me and I'm like, of course. We were always meant to be together.
He points up to the platform where the villagers stand and he shouts, throw them all in! We are ready! Throw them all in!
Oh no.
Halt, halt, you can't rush these things.
And they just start pushing.
No.
So, with a 22 initiative, Zelfiz, what do you wish to do?
So, because we have this mind link that Ailey's done, I know that that's Graham, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm going to see that and change my tack slightly. Rather than trying to cast Shatter on that area, I'm going to cast Shatter on the dragon. The dragon sculpture.
Wow. Okay. Very nice. Okay, so give me... You don't need to do anything to hit. You just need to give me a straight-up damage roll.
Let me remember what that is. Inorganic material have disadvantage, so it's 3d8. Okay. Please be good. Oh, I take it. 19.
Okay. You can straight up double that. It is particularly vulnerable as the crystal just explodes.
Oh, well, there we go.
Cardolin sprays in all directions, and Zardarok spins round in horror, throwing you aside, Graham, even as his love, quote unquote. And he raises his fist, his glowing Chardolin bound gauntlet towards you, Zelfiz, as you dive down on the back of this eagle. But it isn't his go, it's your go gone.
Seeing this, the Duergar are distracted. He would still like to stop the two Duergar that are throwing people into the furnace.
Nice,
so
okay.
Once you land up there with the eagle, well, ideally jump off the eagle a bit further back and let it just dive bomb into the two Duergar.
Okay.
Yeah, just let the eagle attack them, basically. Trying to knock them into the furnace.
So rather than you rolling for the eagle attacking, I'd like you to roll for the Duergar to see if they can keep their balance. So they need to get over 12 on a d20. They don't get any pluses. So let's see. If you can get under 12, they fall in.
I'm good at rolling, though.
Thought you might like that. The first one keeps his balance as the eagle flies by. Second one.
Oh, God, here we go.
Ooh.
Oh, buddy.
Not only does it not fall in, but with that critical, it grabs onto the eagle and is carried up into the darkness of the cavern above as it's stabbing into it with its Chardolin weapon.
I unsummon the eagle when it's about 50 feet in the air and just let the Duergar fall.
He begins to plummet to the ground and you see at the top of each of the towers, the Duergar guards are leveling their crossbows towards you. Next up, we have the Duergar guards.
I just can't get a break.
Graham, what did you get?
I haven't got your
I got an 18. I got the same as gone.
That's you then. You're next.
Yeah. So as I've been thrown to been cast aside in this moment, and he's looking to strike down Zelphys, I spring back to my feet and I grab my hands around his gauntlet, and then I try and sleight of hand it off while I'm like, allow me.
Okay, that is perfect.
I will strike him down for you. Okay. Let me do this thing. So, do I try and sleight of hand? That's plus nine.
Absolutely, give me that sleight of hand.
Ooh. Oh, 15.
15. So it's going to be opposed. I'm going to let you roll because I don't have roll 20 in front of me right now. He has a plus one, I think. Hang on. No, he has a plus zero to dex. So.
Oh, plus zero to dex. So that's 15 he got as well. So it's 15 versus 15.
Okay, so in this situation, the defender wins. So he looks at you horrified as you try and pull the gauntlet off his hand, but then he just flings you backwards. If you want to light the rocket at this point, you absolutely can.
Yeah, I will light the rocket and fire it.
Okay, where do you want to fire it?
Straight into his chest.
Okay, you can give me an attack roll. And again, this is going to be a complete surprise. It will definitely have sneak attack damage.
Okay, so I guess I get the standard plus six because I'm thinking
it's
of it
like,
as
like it's like you'd firing a bow or anything like that.
So that's 22.
Ooh.
Is that a nat 20?
No, it's not.
So the rocket flies out of your hand, leaving a burning, smoking trail behind it. Multicolored flames spray out the back as it flies into his face and explodes in a shower of sparks. He seems more stunned at first, although you do get sneak attack, so you may have actually managed to hit him in a particularly vulnerable place. So the rocket just does a d4, but then you get 3d6 on top.
Okay, so 3d6 plus 3, I think. Is it? Yeah, there we go.
No, you get no plus, just sneak attack.
Oh, no plus?
No. Right, you do get your pluses.
Just a regular plus to the attack.
Yeah. No, you don't get the plus to your sneak attack at all.
Oh, no?
Okay.
No.
Okay. No, but it's to an attack, so you'd get it's 3d6 plus 3 plus his 1d4 for the rocket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so here's the 1d4. Sorry, it's a 3, so that's 12 damage.
12 damage. You hit him straight in the face, and he's momentarily blinded, and he stumbles back.
I'm like, whoops, sorry, dearie.
The room fills with multicolored explosions, and from the top of the guard towers, you see the guards battling each other as the Muzgart members draw their daggers and plunge them into the Sunblight guards.
Hey!
However, some Sunblight guards are going to start attacking, and I believe, Gon, you are the most exposed as two Duergar pound down the ziggurat towards you, leaving their prisoners behind. So these Duergar get...
Yeah, I guess I've achieved my goal. Not by any means of what I wanted to do, but...
So they're going to win large. So they seem to grow double in size, towering above you, or probably for you, actually, they're equal in height.
Yeah.
And they swing their war picks towards you. They get plus 4.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
One natural one loses footing and slides down the ziggurat out of your sight. The second one gets an 11.
It's a miss.
It's a miss. You are absolutely fine. The other guards are currently. There's two that are going to charge towards Kaylee. They're going to throw their javelins towards you. Plus 4, so a 7.
No.
And a. Oh, got a 14.
They can dream. I have a shield and chainmail.
It is your go. It's your round. What do you wish to do?
Quick question. Can I smite on two different attacks? Or is that like a one, like a spell casting? You can only do it once per round.
I'm going to say you can do it on two different attacks. That sounds all more right. Fun.
So Ailey will take out two javelins. They glow with smite energy as she tries to attempt to hit a horrible fiancé.
Uh,
I rolled the wrong. Ignore that second dice. But
poor guys wants to
I don't know why it rolled twice. But anyway, 24 to hit.
That is absolutely a hit.
Should I just roll the?
Do both. If you're well? Doing both on the same person, do both at one. Both do yeah. both hits, then we'll do damage all together.
I don't know why. Sorry, it keeps. Okay, no, that's the right one. 18 to hit.
18 to hit is a hit as well. So your javelins pierce through his chardling chainmail, leaving a splatter of blood infused with the power of your smite energy. Do you want to do your damage?
Yes, it's a 1d4 plus 6. So, and then.
So 2d4 plus 12 plus 48.
Okay, so it. Oh my god, it's a lot of math. 48. Okay. Okay. So 17 plus 12.
Nice. Okay. So it's 29 points of damage. What color is your smite? Your smite energy?
White.
Nice. Okay. And he again, blinded by the rocket, struck by the javelins, he falls back into the dragon, which has obviously been partially shattered. On his round, he reaches up his hand, not knowing who to strike, but his gaze falls on his fiancée. His eyes flash green for a moment, and you see the Chardalin madness burning within them. And Graham, his hand burns with power as it flies towards you. An Eldritch Blast. In fact, two Eldritch Blasts.
Oh.
Can I use my reaction? Can I, as he's falling still, to still do Sentinel?
You're about about 30 feet away, I don't think Sentinel works.
Yeah. Rip.
Okay. So he gets so this is he's pretty good at attacking with his Eldritch Blast. It's a 17, so 24 and a 16 to hit Graham.
So 24 and a 16, that's they both hit.
Oh no.
Okay. So he does quite a bit of damage as you are blasted. Two blasts take you in your chest, forcing you back. For a total of 16 points of damage.
Ooh, that hurts.
You were once my love and you had a chance for greatness, but your body will now feed my furnace. Deep Dura, guide my hand!
And I believe
when I take off the hat.
Save it for your
own. Take off the hat going.
It was I!
It was never knew that you loved me.
Maybe he'll die of a broken heart, who knows?
Zalfiz, top of the round, and I believe you're still on the back of your eagle.
So I'm going to... I've seen all this happen. I'm going to try and land the eagle next to Zardok.
Okay.
And basically just kind of... So turn side saddle, slide off this eagle, take a glove off my hand, and you see a small ring with two little protrusions off the top of it. And try and punch Zardok
with
the Ring of the Ram.
Amazing. Okay.
For three charges, if possible.
Oh god, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
It's a plus 7 to hit.
Okay.
I'm gonna get this. It only pushed him 5 feet away, but it should. Oh my god! Oh, can I use my inspiration? Hold up, I use my inspiration.
You could use it because a one is definitely not a hit, but you can use your inspiration.
All my neighbors would hate me as well. That was so loud.
Come on, Owen.
Please.
That was crazy.
15?
15. A 15 is not a hit.
Didn't think so.
Technically, Owen is a halfling. Owen could have re-rolled that one and still had inspiration.
I'm not a halfling, I'm a gnome.
Right, damn it.
I'm always a halfling. Not because it's just one game, I'm not a halfling.
Thanks for the help, Dora.
You're welcome.
I will say that Gon could use his inspiration if he wished to.
Sure. Yeah.
If it hasn't been used already.
Did he not already use it?
I was going to use it earlier, but we didn't because we let Owen chime in rather than me earning my inspiration.
don't want to fail three in a row.
I think.
Are we going to go again?
We'll go with it. Screw it. It's the finale.
Please, God.
You're a waste. Oh, no. You are a waste.
I'm good as my bonus action. Get the bag of holding and just crawl into it and cry. I'm going to put my glove. So it's a swing. Look, I wasn't the most athletic kid. I'm a scientist by heart. Swing and a miss with three punches. And the glove goes back onto my hands.
He looks down at you and says something like, "You are so small and pathetic. I will use your body to feed my furnace."
You're surprisingly nimble.
And it is Graham's round.
Oh, that was the worst I've ever done.
Oh, no. Sorry. It should have been Graham's round because you've got higher dex. Yeah.
You've got higher dex. We just did it wrong the first time.
Tim Wita.
So it is my turn.
Oh, yeah. So you've just seen Zalfir's drop down and go, ha! And this sort of burst of ram-like energy.
And I've taken off I didn't take my hat off earlier because we didn't get to.
You could do it now if you want.
Yeah. So I'll run up to him. I'll kiss him.
You don't need to run up to him. You're standing at his feet.
And then stab him. The double betrayal.
Okay, give me that attack.
Oh, here we go. It's with the rapier.
I can't believe there's that many fails.
Yeah, so upsetting. That's so upsetting.
Three in a row.
That's a 20. Dirty 20.
A 20 is definitely a hit.
Okay, so that's 1d8 plus 3. And because he's in combat with somebody else, I also get sneak attack, so that's 9 damage plus 3d6, and that's it.
3d6 plus your sneak whatever attack. Weapon you're using, yeah, plus 3.
Okay, so 10, that's 19 damage total. So I stab him, and I'm like,
that is a ton of damage. Mm-hmm. He screams and clutches his chest, stumbling back,
and then the hat comes off. Dramatic reveal. It is I.
Not my lady. And
you never had
up,
a lady.
Perfect. He not only have you stabbed him through the heart, but his heart is now broken. Gone. It is your round.
Gone would like to, and would Gone know that Jirigar have bad vision in actual, like, daylight?
Give me a nature roll.
Okay. Because this will decide my next turn. Nature roll, plus 3.
I wish you inspiration for this.
Nat 20!
There we go.
You do.
Okay, Gon cast daylight on the whole room because it's like a 60-foot radius. It's a huge amount. And he basically half-blinds all the Duergar in here.
Disadvantage on attack rolls.
Yeah. So I'm helping everyone. And then on top of that, Gon is going to transform into a polar bear and attack the nearest Duergar to him, or go to attack, get ready to attack the nearest Duergar to him.
So launch yourself at the guards that are still trying to push the villagers towards the burning inferno.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have the guards. So there's two more guards who are going to run down the ziggurat towards Ailey, and they're going to try and strike at you with their war picks. The first one, plus 3.
Disadvantage.
Gets a 13. It's a miss anyway. The second one is also a miss, so they're blinded by the sunlight, strike at you, but you easily dodge their blows. There's going to be two attacks on you, Gon, from the Duergar guards. Oops, that's the wrong button.
They both miss.
I rolled 2d10 for some reason. Let's try that again. There's a 16.
Disadvantage, please.
Okay, and a 10.
That misses.
Okay, the second one strikes at you. A miss. From round the side of the ziggurat, you hear a clanking, creaking, clanking noise as a mechanical abomination edges into view. It is a Duergar, frozen white like a corpse, encased within a mechanical contraption. One hand is an enormous hammer, the other hand is a snipping claw, and it looks up at you with burning dead eyes. and starts climbing up the ziggurat. But this one has a bit more to hit, and it strikes at you with its claw. Definitely a hit. Would you like me to roll disadvantage?
Is this hitting me or...
It's hitting you.
Okay. Well, would it have disadvantage? Is it a Jarigar in it?
No, it is, but it actually doesn't have disadvantage. No, I was just going to say.
Yeah, okay, so it hits me.
Hits you with the claw. And with its hammer, it also hits you. So this Duergar hammer strikes down for quite a lot of damage.
Oh, no.
Godspeed, gun. Time for the third time in the episode.
Bye, guys.
Oh, gosh, sorry. I think I might start bringing real dice to this because it's so hard for me to do this with having so many screens. Yeah, so I haven't got a mouse right now. Okay, so it does 19 points of damage on you.
Is that the total damage?
Total damage, yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
That's okay. Okay.
That's all right.
next up, I believe, is Ailey.
That creature really stressed me out. So Ailey sees the large kind of mechanical abomination join the fight and decides that as a paladin, that's probably where she needs to focus her attention. Is it near me? Do I have to...
You'd have to run past the two guards that are engaging you and up the ziggurat to where it's fighting Gon.
Okay. I'll have to deal with these guards first. So I will make two attacks on the one, just one of them. You can pick, but both attacks to one.
Okay.
And then, so that's the first roll. 22?
22 is a hit. Yes, you strike through his darkened chainmail.
Pretty good.
And I'm going to attack with my Hellfire Blade.
Wow.
So 6 plus... Ooh, what was it? 6 4. Plus 4. Yes. Okay.
And do you wish to do any spite to it as well?
Yes.
Spite or smite?
Smite. And spite. It's just bad. I'll just do it at the level 1 slot.
Okay.
So it's a 2d8.
Yeah.
Plus 8. So... 14.
Ooh, that is a lot of damage. He struggles back, a spray of blood, and he's still alive, but he is absolutely bloodied and turns away from you. He wants no more of this battle. With a blink, he's gone, turned invisible. There is a second one facing you, but if you do want to provoke an attack of opportunity and just run by him to engage the hammerer that's fighting against Gon.
I would. I was hoping I'd kind of intimidate him. Like that, as I run by.
He is going to take a shot at me, and he gets a 11.
No.
Well, at disadvantage.
So he flinches.
He is very intimidated by as you run up the ziggurat towards the Duergar hammerer, and we are top of the round. Zalf is.
Oh, I'm reluctant to try this again, but let's. Basically, he's going to walk over towards Zaradok again, kind of. Crack his knuckles and like poke him in the...
You don't need to walk over. You're lying at his feet right now. He's standing above you.
So poke him in the knee and then try and punch him again with his ring. Let's see how it goes. I'm so scared.
He's been slapped. He's been kissed. He's been stabbed. He's having quite the evening.
Another 11.
Javelined twice.
Another twice. 11.
Oh my god.
Boy, no. Oh boy. Yeah, that's me pretty much done. I'm going to... Just before my go ends, I am going to... my homunculus has Lady Penguin in the bag of holding. Just make sure she pops down beside me as well.
Nice.
And I can use my bonus action to cast. So can I have it so she's beside me? Because she then casts a cone of flame in front of her, which won't hit me.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Let's see if I can actually hit him with something. Good God. And I'm going to do the flamethrower, which is. Why is there so much text for this one?
Well, Owen does that. Aram, do you have the picture of the battle of Zardok fighting? Because I know we're going to display it. I don't know if it's possible because it's such an amazing piece of artwork of
maybe. Keep going, maybe.
See if it can come up.
Dex, you need to roll a dex saving throw of 15.
Okay, he doesn't get any pluses for his dex. Let's see how he does. He gets a 7.
Oh, thank God, I hit something. I did something. I'm helping, guys. All right, 2d8 damage, fire.
Nice.
Oh, that's only one. So first one is a 3, second one is 9 total damage.
No, he is looking really, really badly damaged, actually, as his beard sort of engulfs in flames and he staggers back again. Graham.
I'm just going to stab him yet again. We're just all having goes at stabbing him at this point.
Yeah. I always like to end this fight so quickly.
Right. So, the rapier, I'm like... Ooh, I rolled a 10. That's not good.
A 10 is not going to do it, no. He manages to, despite being aflame, he strikes your blow down with his gauntleted hand. Gone.
Whoa, so I'm going to use the... I'll just back off my 30 feet and take out my crossbow. Disengage, because I can use that as a bonus action.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
Gone.
How far away is Zardarok from me?
It's like 15 feet. Like, it's all quite close quarters where you're actually currently standing.
Okay. I would like to disengage from the... Well, I'll run away from the hammer because I do not like being hit by this thing, which will provoke opportunity attack on me, but I would also like to just run over and multi-attack the dwarf.
Okay. The hammer arm is going to come down upon you, which is the damaging arm, and it... Oh, it almost rolled a 19. It's ended up with a 3.
You can hear the disappointment in Joe's voice that he didn't get to destroy me there. Like,
thank you, Joe. Aha, last round, to be fair.
Okay.
He's like, he's a villain. Okay, so I get a multi-attack, which is pretty fun. Where's the
polar bear? As a giant polar bear.
Yeah, plus 7 to hit for each. So,
okay.
One of them is a claw attack and one of them is a bite attack. That is an 18.
18 is a hit.
That is for the bite. And for the claw, I rolled a 6 plus 7, so a 13.
A 13 won't do it.
Damn it. Okay, the bite. 1d8 plus 5. I rolled a 6 plus 5 at 11.
11.
On attacking him.
Wow, okay.
And now there is a gigantic bear attacking this man.
Fantastic. Okay. It is now all the Durga. the one that you were facing against Alias, which has nothing to do with you, but the hammerer is going to try and take you down. Let's see how he does. One shoots towards you with I believe it's a 14. That's not going to do it. And his hammer comes down with another miss.
Disappointing.
Ailey, it's your go.
Ailey laughs. No, I'm just kidding. okay. I'm just going to attack the hammered kind of abomination twice. I'm just going to go for it. So that's the first roll, and this is the second roll. So 19 and 17.
They're both hits, clanging against this this creature. I believe, hang on, there is a thing with the hammerer where you can try and attack its, like, the body, but you can target the Duergar trapped within it. If you want to roll disadvantage on one of your rolls, you get to do a lot more damage to it if you manage to hit, if you want to try and target the Duergar head.
26, so 17 and 19 would still hit.
So one of your hits will actually strike against the Duergar body and will do an extra d10 damage.
Yay. Okay.
Yay.
Yay. this pleases me. Okay, so the 4d6 is just for the normal attack, and then extra...
4d6 plus 8.
Oh. So add 4 to that, 19, okay. And then no smite. And then, what was the extra damage?
An extra d10.
D10. 7.
Nice, okay.
So 26.
Zardarok is on his last feet, on his last legs. He is barely standing, and he reaches into his armor and pulls out a shard of chardling. He looks at you. And he looks up into the air and goes, "Deep Dura, guide my hand. Oh, I feel
feel your warmth embracing me. I feel her blazing passion warm my soul. And he crushes the crystal, and the fireball encased within its crystalline bounds explodes. Now, geez, all give me deck saves. You need a DC of 15.
Oh, well, it's not the way I'm
rolling. Polar bears are not particularly dexterous.
Who's going first, lads?
I'll go first. I'll get the failure out of the way so all you guys can pass. Oh, I got an 18. Sweet.
Nice. You will take half damage.
I got 16.
16, you will take half damage. And selfish.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll go. Fair enough. 17.
Hey. Nice. Okay, so you will all take half damage.
Nat 20.
Ailey, you're actually not in range, so you're,
oh,
you're
nice.
Actually fine.
she reflexed anyway.
She still dodged anyway.
So 29, so you take 15.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, no, sorry.
I'm looking too hard.
14, you round down.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Oh, no, never mind. Never mind. It doesn't work. I'm going to say shield, but shield doesn't work because it's an AC thing. Never mind.
No. Okay. However, Zardarak is a burning corpse.
Oh, he's dead.
And for a moment, you stare down at the defeated king of the Sunblight Grey Dwarves, the Sunblight Duergar. But before you can clinch victory, the Chardalin dragon opens its eyes.
Should have punched this thing.
Yeah, the inanimate object.
Yeah,
you might not have missed that one.
It's a big mice.
Zelfiz, it's your round.
So
you haven't actually used the charge, does that?
No, I haven't. I haven't touched anything with the ring.
So I don't know. Every time you cast it, you will like there'll be like a goat will fly off into the darkness. Yeah. You've just missed with your like this the goat of force.
So. The dragon's eyes are opening, but it's still made of Chardalin, is it?
Yeah, it's complete. This is a Chardalin dragon. Aram, I don't know if you've got the image you can put again, because it's I know you put it on before.
You're not putting any pressure on Aram. He's looking for the last one.
Yeah, yeah, give me a sec.
Okay, when I see that happen, I'm going to just instantly turn around and cast Shatter again.
Wow, okay. So give me the damage.
This is a con save 15, but inorganic materials has disadvantage on the save.
Okay, it has plus 4 to con, and is it so disadvantage?
Disadvantage versus 15. Please, okay. God, come on, do me a favor here.
Hey.
We'll take it. We'll take it to 6.
Okay, roll for damage, and now that it's you won't get double damage on it, unfortunately.
Okay.
Now that it. But you were when it was an inanimate crystal, yeah. But it's no longer an inanimate crystal.
So I did 12 damage to it.
Okay. There's a big chunk of crystal is
not. There is no guards near it, is there?
No. Okay, Graham.
Yeah. It's been brought to my attention in chat that I have uncanny dodge. And so I could have halved the damage from the...
You could have halved your damage again, yeah.
But I had to mention it in the time, so never mind. It's just for future reference.
It's happened now, yeah.
It's happened. Can't turn
that. But remember, you did have temporary 10 hit points from...
Oh, that was gone a while ago. So I'm going to...
The member berries?
Yeah. Member? And then I...
Go on, sorry. My next character.
So I'll run up to this dragon and try to stab it in the eye, I guess.
That's very, very brave.
Okay. Yeah.
When Joe says it in the most condescending way, brave means stupid.
Curran, do you remember what happened with the last dragon?
Yeah. I do, but I've got uncanny dodge this time.
Actually, no, the dragon didn't die. He flew away.
So I've got to...
Hang on. Before you can do anything, please, do you have an intelligence of 4 or more?
Clearly not.
as you run towards it, its malevolent presence forces you to take a step. Your heart seems to stop for a moment, and you feel yourself unable to step towards this creature. In fact, all you want to do is run away. It's going to take an effort of will to approach it. I need you to give me a... Wisdom saving throw.
You have advantage.
You have advantage.
on a wisdom.
I'm not gonna punch anything.
Here we go. 19.
19, yes. You managed to shake off the fearful aura and run forward and strike your rapier into the crystalline form.
We have to do the attack roll, don't I?
Of course you do. And I'm sure that rapiers are going to be particularly effective against crystal.
Of course, of course. Especially when it's the eye, the bit that opened up. You were like, this is the eye opens. And I'm like, okay.
It actually doesn't have immunity to any kind of piercing damage. So
oh, okay. No, maybe it does.
Maybe it does. no, it has a lot higher than 11 AC. Next up, gone as the polar bear.
I don't know. I guess I will.
Well, before you do anything, can you roll
it? It's
malevolent presence. You need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I don't have advantage on that. What's wisdom? Oh, I got +7 to wisdom, though. That's pretty cool.
I mean, I would have rolled a 4. That advantage really came in handy.
It really did.
What do I got? I got 16.
16. Yeah. You managed to shake off it's the fearful aura. You can do what you wish to do.
Can I kind of try to run towards Graham to grab him and see if there's any route of escape?
You absolutely can. You can see that underneath the 5-foot-high metal platform that the dragon is standing on, there actually is a tunnel that runs underneath. So you can pull him down into that if you wish.
Graham? Or the dragon?
Yeah.
I will pull Graham down into that. I would like to just try to get him away from it because I don't think we can fight this thing.
Okay.
So.
Are you leaving Zalfiz there as well, or are you pulling him into the tunnel too?
If I can grab the two of them, sure, I will grab them.
You can. You absolutely can.
And I will roar towards Ailey. And she's kind of like, well, I'm sure she'll see the polar bear grabbing the two people and jumping onto the platform anyway.
Ailey, it's your round. The villagers around you are running to try and get away from this.
So thing. Just chaotic.
It really can't, but they're all trying to get away from it.
Okay. I see the polar bear with a new friend and someone I still haven't really met hide. And I jump in after them if I can.
Yeah,
I seem to know what they're doing.
Can. This was very, very wise, as on the dragon's round, it bursts out with its radiant breath weapon, which explodes out, completely decimating the Duergar Hammerer. There was nothing left of it. It then flaps its enormous crystalline wings. You are buffeted even below this platform as it rises into the air. It rises up the tunnel towards Ten Tails. And that is where we are going to end season 1. And that is where we're going to end this episode.